Hi, I'm your guide Lily, and I will be leading you around the UK, specifically Scotland. You may have seen the famous Disney movie Brave, set in Scotland. Have you ever wondered why most of the characters are redheads? That is because Scotland has the highest amount of redheads in the world. That is a lot of redheads. Wow, if you look over there, you can see a unicorn. Just kidding, it's wooden. But you might see a lot of unicorns along the trip, because unicorns are Scotland's national animal. Now would be a good time to take a drink, because we're going to hike up the steep hills. Scotland has a lot of mountains and hills, because it is highlands. During the summer, the temperature ranges from 59 to 63 degrees Fahrenheit. We made it to the top. If you look down, you can see the Loch Ness. A loch is an arm of water coming from an ocean. Be careful, many believe the Loch Ness Monster, a sea monster, lurks below. Over to the left, you can see people dancing on hills, and you may even hear some faint bagpipe music. You can see a lot of people. Scotland has more than 5.425 million people. You may not understand what the people are saying, because besides English, people in Scotland speak Scots and Scottish Gaelic. Scotland has many traditions, such as mountain dancing and bagpipe music. Some of the people are wearing kilts. In the 1720s, Scottish people had to hike up many hills to hunt animals, so they invented kilts, which made climbing much easier, and they can move more freely. Let's take a long hike over to the edge of the North Sea. Here we are, the North Sea. It is part of the Atlantic Ocean. The sea is huge, with a surface area of 570,000 square kilometers. This is the reason commercial fishing is so large in Scotland. I wouldn't suggest swimming in it, though, because the North Sea is the coldest sea in the world. That would be a very hard swim. Let's hike over to the Edinburgh Castle. Scotland is known for its ancient castles, but the most famous is the Edinburgh Castle. The castle was built in the early 11th century and used to hold many famous monarchs or kings, but is now a museum. The first king of Scotland who is known to have lived in the Edinburgh was Malcolm III Canmore. The castle overlooks the town of Edinburgh. Wow, that is a long hike, but we are here. If you're scared of heights, don't look down, because we are now 443 feet off the ground. And even scarier, we are perched on top of an old volcano. Edinburgh Castle is placed on top of a volcanic plug, which means that the magma in the volcano hardened, and it became a rock. That is why the volcano is called Castle Rock. Between 1757 and 1814, the castle has prisoners of war taken by the British in the Seven Years' War and the American Revolution. There are many other volcanoes like Edinburgh, but they're all more than 350,000 years old, which means they can't erupt. If it weren't for the Scottish, many devices like the television set and the phone wouldn't be created. John Logie Baird was an engineer who lived in Scotland and invented the television in 1926. He was the first to demonstrate a working television set and transmit a recognizable image. That's crazy. So, without Scotland, we would have very little things. So, I hope you visit Scotland again. This is the end of the tour, and I can hear the boat coming. This was made possible by Britannica.com and Social Studies Book.